could offer to maintain that, but from what I gathered the first time, nobody wanted to do that, so we just concreted the whole thing, so there's no maintenance of it.
Nothing fancy. Here's the thing. We're talking about something for 20 to 50 years in the future. We wait, and if we don't do this now, my understanding with our conversation, it's 10 years before any consideration is done on anything like this again, and then possibly at that point it could be 20 years. The growth in Taney County needs this roundabout to take care of that growth. We're going to be hitting them up for other proposals also that involve the city of Forsyth, with the city of Forsyth. But those kind of things are things to talk about in the future. We got to get this thing in gear for the prospects of not happening for 10 to 20 years. Was Sheila wanting to say something there?
Has our grant person applied for any federal grant or something? Because it is isn't a federal highway also. I was told by somebody on the outside that perhaps are we applying for anything like that?
It's not our show on the bridge, as they're saying. This
no,
is just
on the,
a
on the roundabout.
Right. This bridge is a MoDOT, but they will receive federal funding on it. Just like they did on the bridge at Branson, the lower bridge, that was all federal funding.
Would we not also be allowed some on the roundabout on our part?
Well, I doubt it at this short time frame. But it'll be whatever they are willing to give. It's not a matter of us applying for it. It'll be. What we got? We got 90 days, 60 days. You say April 1st?
I'm not sure the exact day, but it's April time frame.
Right. Good. So that's 120, 98. Yeah, around 100 days. Then they've got to have it way before then.
There's a little flexibility because the way they explain the bridge is they're building it in April, so construction will start June-ish. And then that's a one-year construction window for that. So what they'll do is tag on the roundabout. It's a change order kind of towards the second half of that project. So the roundabout portion of it may not start till November, December, so we probably have to have plans to them August, September, or something like that.
Right.
So it doesn't have to be before their April bidding of the bridge, but it has to be before the bridge project finishes.
Yeah.
Leave the 6 months, kind of the back 6 months of that bridge project would be when they build the roundabout.
And to answer the question about federal funding, I think if you were to try and apply federal funding to this project, it might actually affect your cost share with MoDOT, because in our application they specifically ask where the funding is coming from, and we had indicated that it was all local funds from, obviously, the Taney County side. And so I think trying to apply federal funds at this stage could throw a wrench into the works.
That's possible. With the new president coming in and his focus on infrastructure, there may be all kinds of possibilities as far as federal funding on all different kinds of projects. Now, whenever we think about that, we think about all big cities and everything like that, but there'll be some monies, I'm sure, available that'll be passed down through the state to MoDOT for special infrastructure projects. I don't know whether this would be led beforehand, will be part of it, but we can always contact federal people on that level. But the main thing is get this thing on the road, get it to going before.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks,
Sarah.
Thank you all.
Now, you're meeting with Beth this afternoon?
No, we're meeting with Christy Bachman. She's the PM for the bridge.
Okay.
Thank you.
I think the rest of the items on there is all
everything but the court orders. You're here for all the...
Yeah, the Round Mountain Bridge discussion.
Round Mountain Bridge discussion, and then everything thereafter.
I've asked Spencer to come and give us an update at where we're at with Round Mountain Bridge and the MoDOT's kind of changed gears just a little bit on the way they do their funding, so I can let him kind of explain how they do this.
Okay. So to start, one thing that MoDOT has done is that they're really looking at the dollars a lot closer than they ever have, especially through the BRO program. There used to be a lot more flexibility. And so what they're looking at is that for this Round Mountain Road Bridge project, we've estimated it to be $1.5 million. And again, we're on the front end of this thing. Contracts haven't been signed or anything, but we're at $1.5 million is our estimate. The county currently has approximately $635,000 worth of BRO funds. MoDOT does not want to authorize the county to proceed due to the fact that the project cost is $1.5 million, but we only have $635,000 in the bank. MoDOT's fiscal year ends and begins in October, so in October of 2017, that will go up another $120,000, and then 2018 for fiscal year 19 will go up another $120,000. So the county's BRO funds will be $875,000 at that time, and that's when we expect construction to actually take place. Construction will actually take place in 18, but the funds will be available at the end of that year to pay for that expense. The goal on this project is kind of the same philosophy that Danny was talking about. The county would do the approach roadway work with work by local forces as a part of their contribution, which we would estimate that to be about $500,000, and then the bridge would be $1 million. So at that $875,000, we're $125,000 short from those construction funds. With the other projects that are going on in the county right now, whether it be the Coon Creek Road project and or the Sycamore Church Road Bridge project, we can accumulate enough soft match credit to get the county to the point that it has the $1 million that it needs to pay for the bridge portion. So what MoDOT has asked us to do is to do work with the county, draft up this letter about how we see this funding taking place, and that will allow them to initiate that contract and the project to move forward. So we've worked with Randy as far as developing this approach and just need to get that in a letter format for you guys to consider. If it's acceptable to you, then we can submit that to MoDOT and we can keep that Round Mountain Road project moving forward.
Okay, I got several questions to ask you. To proceed with the Round Mountain project, the Coon Creek project has to be already either under construction or near completion, right?
Yes.
And at that point, the search for BRO funding amounts that you're talking about, that's when that kicks in, am I right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So next year, when is there a time frame?
For Coon Creek?
Coon Creek.
Yep. Our anticipation is that we would have Coon Creek under construction first part of the summer, with a completion date probably end of the year, because it's a fairly significant structure coming
right
across that.
Then 17 is complete, and the funding for 18,
yep,
with the BRO, what you described to start off with, starts.
Yes.
For the Round Mountain project. Is there any other way, Spencer, that you can figure that bridge at a different, either the way it's located? We're coming off high on the ridge, if you want me to say it in the terminology.
Yeah.
Is there any other way that we can approach that bridge in a different angle to lower the cost?
Yeah. Now, when we looked at this several years back.
And yes, we did.
We looked at two different alignments. One alignment was coming high off the hill and then angling across where it lands, where the existing bridge sets on the east side where that low water crossing is, and it mm-hmm. comes into the east and then it turns and heads to the north.
Right.
We're jumping off that bluff and trying to hit that road going to the north.
Mm-hmm.
That's the alternative that we're talking about with the $1.5 million. The other alternative that we did talk about back then was going more 90 degrees to the creek, which reduces your bridge length and reduces our amount of fill because we land in that valley and then we would turn and go north. It would have a more significant impact on that property on the east side of the creek there, but that's definitely an alternative that we could look at.
Okay, I would recommend, because the way that I see things working out, that the other two commissioners, the three commissioners, visit that location and to do the lower amount, which reduces the cost. Mm-hmm. Now, do you have to, when you approach the BRO funding, do you have to designate? Have you already sent in the plans for the construction of the one that's there now? Are
No.
you going to wait until the Coon Creek Bridge is done and then submit?
No. Well, what I need to do is that, and because it's a BRO project, there's a lot more federal requirements that we have to go through. Part of it is historic preservation, the Historic Preservation Act. The other is the Environmental Protection Act, or EPA. And so there's a couple things there that we're going to have to deal with. One is that typically when you're in a river environment like that, they always want us to check for any Indian artifacts. So we'll have to go through that process. The second process that we have to go through is endangered species. And for that, we'll have to look for Indiana bats is typically common as a criteria to clear before we get to that. So we need, in order to hit that construction schedule that we're talking about, we need to be working through that design process, going through those environmental and cultural clearances while Coon Creek is under construction.
Right.
So that we're ready to hit the ground with the shovels as soon as funding's available for Round Mountain. Now, the other thing, too, is that we now know that we believe that we can get soft match credit for Sycamore Church Road Bridge, the cost that the county has out of pocket for those funds, which could help close this gap, because we're not real far apart. We're real close, but I think, and we'll know more as we kind of move forward, but there's a chance that we could be wrapping up Coon Creek. We could have capitalized on the opportunity with Sycamore and keep Round Mountain going.
There's, when we visited the site, and there were several people there that day that we visited the site, and to use landmarks so that you guys, when you go out there and he can explain this to you and it's fresh on his mind, there's a large, extremely large sycamore tree that lays in as we use as a site. Mm-hmm. It's a natural marking of the site where the bridge might go from the top of the hill where it comes extremely high on the ridge there. If we can drop down past and come to the east, you're using east and west. I'm thinking that's north and south.
I may have my bearings.
Well, you could be right.
A little twisted.
But anyway, this sycamore tree is the difference between one project and the other project, on which side of that is that sycamore tree the bridge goes on, right?
Yep, you're exactly right.
So when you go out and look at it, and definitely you'll want to do that, because there's probably some substantial cost savings by going to the northwest side of that tree, and you don't have to come off so high, and there's substantial savings to the county on the amount of fill that they're going to be putting in, and where it's going to be cut down.
And to give you an example of this is the bridge, we just finished a bridge over in Douglas County, Rome Bridge.
Mm.
And so this, I suspect that this bridge is going to be a lot like that Rome Bridge. So that can give you an idea.
Did you take out the old Rome Bridge?
Yep.
Okay. Yep.
And then we kind of did the same thing where we jumped off the corner
yeah.
and tied over to the intersection.